Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers urged to use RADA-recommended integrated pest management techniques to tackle the beet armyworm. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation in association with the Ministry of Health will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is encouraging farmers to practice highly recommended integrated pest management to effectively tackle the outbreak of the beet armyworm. Senior Director Training, Technology and Technical Information Division at RADA, Winston Shaw, says farmers should work with the agency to get the most recommended techniques as well as collaborate with other senior and seasoned farmers who have had the requisite training from RADA.
No one set of persons can manage. It's a collaborative effort between the ministry, RADA, farmers and the community in general.
Good field sanitation is a preventative method that can help to control the pest.
Farmers need to keep their field clean, free of weeds, rubbish, anything that the insect can hide under.
Land preparation is also a recommended way of controlling or preventing the outbreak of the beet armyworm.
What this does in assisting in controlling the beet armyworm is that it exposes the pupa that is burrowed in the soil and it is being protected there from animals such as birds. It is covered and protected from any chemical application. So when the soil is tilled, it will expose them to birds, natural predators that can eat them, and also the elements such as the rain can help to remove them out of the field.
Farmers should choose the right chemical and apply it in the correct manner.
RADA and the ministry, from time to time we hold intense training session with these farmers to point out to them the approved chemicals to use on scallion and onion. We find that farmers may buy chemical based on affordability and also based on availability. And these chemicals sometimes are not necessarily the appropriate chemicals to use to tackle this particular type of pest. We encourage farmers to speak with your local RADA representative so that you can be guided on the appropriate and effective chemicals to use.
Pesticides should only be used after monitoring indicates they are needed. Pest control materials should be selected and applied in a manner that minimizes risks to human health, beneficial and non-target organisms and the environment. Farmers are also being encouraged to attend the training sessions. Mr. Shaw says since 2015, RADA has established weekly monitoring and periodic training sessions, especially in areas where there have been outbreaks. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When you can't fight bushman, you take away bush. Translation, if you are unable to fight a bushman, just take away his bush. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, if you are unable to overcome your enemy, remove his protection or source. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.